So, Mashariki Roche has just come in, and she's on the Auckland Council Student Panel. Is that what it's called?
No, it's the Youth Advisory Panel.
Oh, right. Youth Advisory Panel. You've got to get the names right, eh? Otherwise everyone gets really, really confused. Good. Lovely. So, so when did you get elected to that?
I got elected in November, I think, but I had my inauguration on the... I think it was the 18th of February, so, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's only just happened.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not only just, but, you know, fairly recently.
I'm still getting, just starting to get onto my toes and stuff.
Okay, and so how many times have you guys met?
We've met, so we've had three actual meetings, well, kind of two and a half actual meetings, because the inauguration kind of cut the first meeting a bit short. But we had one on Monday last week was our most recent meeting.
So. Lovely. So what are some of the things to be coming out of that?
Well, we've spent a lot of time working on SIPSAP, which is the Child Youth Strategic Action Plan, I think it's what it's called. Long names. But, that's basically taking care of and having an action plan for youth within Auckland. And so we're doing the sign-off for that very, very soon. So that's pretty awesome.
Lovely. And so what are some of the things that are included in that?
So it's seven goals, and like their goals similar to like the transport goal is I'm able to move freely around Auckland, and then there's ones that I've been working on specifically have been the health goal, so that's I'm happy, healthy and thriving, and there's this also like welfare and there's education and employment, there's rangatahi will thrive, and so there's seven goals in total, but they're all just regarding youth in Auckland, and yeah.
Wow, so it sounds really positive, and have you met some really some interesting people through that process?
Well, we've been mainly working with Catherine Fitzsimmons, who's the she's kind of like the council officer who is getting together all the information and stuff and planning that. So that's been cool, yeah.
Cool. And have you met, had a chance to talk to some of the other people who've also been elected?
Yeah, you mean everyone else on the youth board?
Yeah.
Well, it was, so we had orientation weekend, the weekend before we got, before we had our, inauguration. And basically that whole weekend, we had a whole day just talking about it and getting... ideas and like subtitles beneath those seven goals and like what we want to see out of it, anything that needs to be incorporated from our individual communities in there and stuff. So
cool. So why bother, or why is this something special, do you think?
Well, every other like branch of Auckland has like a action plan, and what we as the Youth Advisory Panel want to do is improve the lives for young Aucklanders within Auckland. And so in order to do that, we have to have an action plan, and we have to make sure that the whole point of the plan is to make sure that things actually get done, that it's not just a whole heap of talking and saying, I'm going to do this and stuff. It's actually going to happen.
Mm. So do you think that young people have specific needs that aren't being addressed, or what do you think some of the challenges are specifically for young people that might be addressed within this plan?
We had like a whole day on this actually, so we talked a lot about, and we put into the goals a lot about transport, especially like young people moving around. One of the problems for Great Barrier was that there's actually no public transport there at all.
So, oh really?
Yeah, no buses or anything.
Yeah.
So transport was a big issue, and we had lots of conversations about that, and we had big conversations about ferry prices for commuters from Auckland to Waiheke and Waiheke to Auckland for going to school and stuff, and also just transport in general for other people, like people from Rodney getting down to central Auckland, or people from Franklin getting to school or whatever. It's yeah.
Right, so the transport is a big issue.
Yeah.
Good. And lovely. And so it's and you're interested in the health area?
Yeah. I think that one of the big things for me is that every child in New Zealand should be happy and healthy, and they should be entitled to making sure that they are having people around them, making sure that they are happy and healthy and stuff. So.
Okay. And so what are like concrete things that can be done in that in that area. Have you had a chance to talk about those things?
No, because we were only given our portfolios on Monday, so we've only just like started to set up like little subgroups and stuff and start talking about it. But we had some discussion about like overall health system in New Zealand, but of course that's a bit broad for youth advisory panel, just given that we're only for Auckland. So we've had to like had some discussion about what we're going to be doing for Auckland, what we can do and what we can't do, and how we can affect the health system in Auckland and hopefully in New Zealand. So
lovely. So it's been the first term at school.
Holidays.
Yeah. So what I'm year are you in now?
I'm year 10, so I'm, for everyone else, it's fourth form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Good. So what's this term been like? What have some of it in the standout moments of the term been? Have there things been happening at the high school?
There's been a whole heap of things happening. Some of the things I've been involved personally was Sahara Adams she came in the top 28 for the Copycats competition on the Erin Simpson Show, which is a singing competition. And so one of the things that I was doing in the last 2 weeks of term also was trying to get everyone to vote for her. So that was quite cool and
lovely. And did that help?
Yes, hopefully. Well, the voting closed yesterday, so yeah. But the voting closes today, so you know.
So people still need to vote.
Yes.
Okay.
If you go to Erin Simpson Show, Google it. It comes up straight away. Just go vote there, please.
Okay. For Sahara Adams.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Good. And is there a little extract of her performance online
as well?
Yeah. Oh, terrific. So, yeah, that's lovely.
She really deserves to, and she's awesome. So, yeah.
Terrific. Good. And good. And things happening at the school?
There's been a whole heap of talk about the Esplanade recently, actually, in the school. Just because, you know, getting over the past year, the Esplanade has become such a like main way of transport to get to school, and that's really safe, that there's no cars and stuff. So there's been a big whole heap of discussion around the Esplanade for children. If it was open, what would it mean for young people getting to school and stuff? So yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because you are a, you know, young person. Do you find that that's a route that, do you find more kids are using a walking and cycling between Oniroa and Surfdale because the Esplanade is now safer and closed to traffic, or because you're kind of that age group that's seen that road closed?
Yeah, well, I think it's, we use it when we need to, basically. So if I'm walking to my friend's house in Blackpool, I'm going to use the Esplanade just because, one, it's probably quicker, and two, it's a lot safer and there's no cars and stuff. So yeah, but I'm not sure about everyone else, but that's my personal view. But I'm definitely noticed like people going to school, on their way to school and stuff, like the numbers of people using that route to get to school has increased and stuff. So
oh, you'd say it has. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, that's why we need a survey to actually find out what people are using it for.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, good. So and you've got a new head boy and head girl at the school?
Yeah, Magda and Julian. Yeah, and they're really cool. They've been doing a whole heap of cool stuff. They spoke at Mr. Travis's leaving thing on Saturday, which was very nice. They spoke very well. So
yes, they did. That was the first time I'd seen them. And and it's amazing because you're in that age group, that whole sort of, I guess, 15 to 18-year-olds. Every time you see people, they almost look like different generations and different things happening for them.
Yeah.
So the last time I'd seen Magda, she was hula hooping her way, you know, just outside Allison Park there. And and she just looked more like a kid. And now she just looks like she's growing into a lovely young lady. So
Yeah.
So it's great. And you also spoke at Mr. Travis's?
Oh, I went to his, I spoke at the school farewell for him on Thursday, which was really cool. So I spoke on behalf of Ngā Purapura graduates and Pirinako. So
lovely.
Yeah.
And so what's your, I mean, now you've gone to high school, you've left Te Huruhi, do you have fond memories of Te Huruhi?
Yes, I loved it. It was so cool. Just everything about it was awesome. And because I was in a bilingual unit, so Mr. Travis had started that up, and that was a big thing. And it's, I think that personally has just made my education that much better, like in terms of Māori language and performing arts and stuff. It's awesome. So
yeah. Great, good. It was so nice because he had lots of lots of people performed at his leaving
thing.
And great, good. And now the other thing I thought you might know something about, but I don't know, is there's a group of young kids who started volunteering on the island.
Wave, yes. Yeah, I'm a member of Wave, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Okay, so tell us about Wave.
Well, Wave is Waiheke Youth Volunteer Group, something along those lines. And they go around volunteering at events and with just anywhere that where they're needed. So recently they volunteered at the Carnival of Colour or something like that.
I think that's where I first heard about them.
Yeah, they did lots of great work there, so that was cool. And they've got a volunteer thing tomorrow actually down at doing olive work and stuff, so that's cool.
Great. What's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, for them, they're doing something with the olive, doing some olive picking for some people. But tomorrow there's also the kids' day out.
Oh, great. That's what Beetle was going to come and talk about, I think. Do you know much about that?
I've only just got involved like yesterday, but I am volunteering there tomorrow. So
lovely. So do you know what time it's on?
I think it's on from, I think it's like 11 or 10 or something, but it's going to be going on throughout the day and it's at the bay, so it's going to be fun.
Great. Yeah. Okay, good. So, so that's a big day out for kids and adolescents and families.
Yeah, yeah.
At the bay, and it's to raise money for equipment for the midwives to use on the island so that pregnant mothers don't have to keep going back to Auckland to be rescanned and checked, but they can do some more of that scanning work on Waiheke itself, and create those opportunities if women want to stay on the island and have a home birth that makes it easier and less risky.
Yeah.
Great.
Great cause.
Yeah, great cause. And it should be a really fun day out.
Yeah, there's a whole heap of stuff going on, hair braiding and like face painting. And
Charlie Brown's playing.
Yeah. He's been helping organise it. It's been great.
Fab. Okay, great. Well, good luck with the whole youth advisory thing. It sounds like it's when you look at how government policy is made, often there does seem to be a disregard for things that would affect young adults and also just kids generally.
Yeah.
So it's really great that Auckland Council's taking this on board and you guys are all getting so involved.
Yeah, it's really crazy to see how big it is when you think about it, because it's we're affecting the whole council. We're actually doing stuff, which is really awesome to say, and it's like, woo, young people, we're here.
Yeah, wonderful, great, good. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for coming on, and it would be lovely to get you on once a month to chat about different things that are happening. So
yeah,
feel free to come down and bring other people. If there are people who are doing well in sports or have something to say, then bring them down. Yeah.
Awesome, I will do.
Great, thanks a lot, Matariki.
Thank you.
Great.